This is Sheila O'Reilly of CFRU 93.3 FM, bringing you today the segment of Our Little Town. On Friday, April 15th at 7 o'clock in Chalmers Church, four prominent Guelphites will be persuading us in the audience that the books each one has chosen should be read by all Guelph. Each panelist was asked by the students of a second-year English class, Literature and Social Change, to choose a piece of writing that they think was most instrumental for them in social change. And here talking with me today are Ben and Jamie, members of the class, and the ones who had thought of this project. First off, I want to thank you both, Ben and Jamie.
Thanks for inviting us.
First off, can you tell me who the panelists are and what books have they chosen?
The four panelists that we have with us for April 15th, the first one is T. Sher Singh, and he's a broadcast journalist in the Guelph community, and he's also a lawyer. And his book that he chose was Ishmael by Daniel Quinn. The second one is Karen Farbridge, former mayor and a professor at the University of Guelph in political science, and her book is The Great Work, Our Way into the Future by Thomas Berry. The third person we have is Marva Wisdom, who's the national policy chair for the Liberal Party, and she chose the book The Truth About Stories by Thomas King. And our fourth panelist is
Dion Brand,
who chose the book The Journey of Ibn Fatuma by Malfus.
Can you talk to me, Ben, about to all of us, Ben, about the reasoning behind a project such as this, a project which hopes to include as many Guelphites as possible?
Sure. I think one important point to consider is that Guelph is full of people who read, and and I think it's something that is a really important part of our I think the way we live in Guelph and probably throughout Canada. Reading is one of our entertainments. It's a pastime, and the students in the Literature and Social Change class decided that it could also be, as much as an entertainment as a pastime, it could be a great tool for social change. If we had a way of asking people to read as passionately as they do now, but asking them to reconsider the books that they're reading, then it really is a way of remaking reading.
It does. It's a new way. It seems to me what you're saying, it's a new way of engaging in the book you're reading itself.
Yeah, and I think that there's book clubs right across the city that are doing this work already. The one thing that we're trying to make sure of is in our community book club is that the questions that are being asked about the books, the discussion that's being created around the books, looks at the way our community functions and tries to find ways to make it function better, ways to make everyone have a chance to participate equally in the community.
Oh, well said. Yeah. One thing you've said is that Guelph is full of readers. I want to carry that on because I think all of us could say that would choose a particular book, possibly several books, that has really been significant for us at that time. Now, what I think is so wonderful about this idea is both its simplicity and its wide-ranging effectiveness. I'm wondering if you could take me back a few months to the hatching of this. Was it a brainwave that someone came up with? What was
I think we all have our different memories about exactly how it happened. Jamie, do you remember what happened exactly?
Well, I would say it started with an assignment, obviously. So teacher Professor Heble gave us the task of coming up with a community-facing project that pretty much had to deal with literature and social change, since that is the title of our class, but really it could have dealt with a lot of issues. People took on different sides of it. And so I think Ben maybe was the first person who came up with the idea of the library project.
Right.
And so we got in contact with public libraries the main public library in Guelph, and was going to try and arrange an event there, which sort of spawned into this Guelph Reads.
Hmm.
Right. I think, yeah, the event at the public library, we were hoping we were asking the library to choose books that, or to make books available, or to gather books that they had in their shelves in all different areas, to gather them together in one spot, one shelf, a shelf of books that could sort of be defined as books that were creating a type of social change, literature that was showing a different way of seeing the community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the idea. We were going to just clear this little space in the library for our books. And the library has a very clear mandate already, and
yes.
And I know that they've got a lot of work that they're already doing. Basically, I guess what I'm saying is that they weren't entirely interested in our project.
supportive. No, I can see that.
That's right. But we have met a lot. We were meeting a lot of interest and a lot of support in the community, and we thought, well, maybe we could do this on a bigger scale. And instead of asking people to come to a specific spot and see books, we were going to ask them to meet in restaurants and in cafes and mm-hmm. in the library and in at home and on Friday night at Chalmers United Church mm-hmm. and talk about these books and read these books all together. So I think that's where we started with the idea for Guelph Reads. And from CBC Radio.
And then, yes.
That's right.
I was going to say it just kind of grew into that.
That's right, because we saw this format that was very, on CBC,
successful.
That's right, Canada Reads.
Yes.
Which is a really successful format that we thought we could remake for Guelph.
That's brilliant, but along the lines of social justice.
Right.
Social change, yes.
I think it's also important to note that in the beginning we really actually just wanted to have the debate on the radio, and we're just partnering with CFRU here. And so it was only until our teacher challenged us and said, I think you should really have a live event and that it'll reach a lot more people, and to have people come out, that it became, I would say, as large scale as it is now. Mm-hmm. Because if we definitely only did it on the radio, it wouldn't have taken
no.
all this mm-hmm. work and effort to right. put together. But I think mm-hmm. it's been well worth it.
How has the reception been?
It's been 99% incredibly positive.
Good.
The response from the people we asked to be panelists and from the people we've asked to read in the community and the places where we've put up posters and the great people in the community and the mm-hmm. university community who have helped us with funding, everyone's been incredibly positive. Absolutely, there's parts of people in the community who have different ideas about ways of producing this change.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of questions that come up about reading and about its potential for social change.
Uh-huh.
But we're giving it a go, and we've had a lot of support, so I think it's going to be successful.
And Ben, you were saying that this is something you'd like to see continue yearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jamie, you
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. This is our inaugural season, and we decided very early on that if this worked, and it seems to be working, that next winter we'd have our second event,
mm-hmm.
and we have people who have already asked to be
panelists.
If they can be to be panelists. That's
wow.
right for next season. So,
yeah, so a woman also contacted us who was interested in helping us become more of like a organization where we can get professional printing done and that
wow.
kind of stuff.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
I think this has really been a trial run. And people who show
that
up to the event will
amazing.
Be
yeah.
our lab test, I guess. But it was just because we don't know how it's still going to turn out. And we had to learn a lot of things and jump through a lot of hoops and a lot of red tape.
Uh-huh.
So, but at least next year, I think it'll run a lot more smoothly because we know all of this now.
Oh, that's fabulous. And I want to add on that this is a totally free event.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, make
yeah,
it
we,
more accessible.
That's right. We wanted to make it as accessible as possible in all ways. The Chalmers United Church has really been generous in helping us afford the event. And for that reason, and with the help of different organizations, we've been able to make this event free. And Chalmers is also a barrier-free event. So everyone's welcome to attend.
That's great. Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining
Sheila.
Me today.
Thank you.
And there you have it. It promises to be an exciting night at Chalmers Church in downtown Guelph. What will the book chosen to read be? we listen and we get to choose, don't we?
That's right.
Yeah. On May 1st on CFRU Radio, there'll be the announcing of the winning book. And so all people right. who are there get to vote and through other ways too. So.
Okay, thanks. Jamie and Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is Sheila O'Reilly of CFRU 93.3 FM, bringing you today the segment of Our Little Town.